Have you ever noticed that sin has a way of multiplying in a person's life? The Bible paints a very graphic picture of a person who becomes entrapped by his own sin. It says, "And he will be held with cords of his sin." Now, what does that mean? Have you ever seen a little bug caught in a spider's web? The more that bug struggles to become free, the more entangled in the web it becomes. That's what this verse is talking about. The person is trapped by his sin, and even when he comes to his senses and recognizes the need to change, he cannot escape by his own strength. He just gets more entangled. But there's hope for the person caught in sin. All of us can be free from entanglement by admitting our sin to God and to those that we have sinned against. Jesus Christ is the only one who can untangle us from the tangled web of sin that we weave. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click on the link How to Know Jesus. That's rightfromtheheart.org.